Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No! Rob Parker is off enjoying his vacation, and in his steed, in his place, in his seat, is none other than my man, the super producer, Mr. Rob G. Rob G, what up, bro?
What up,
man? I'm excited. Of course, we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. I'm excited, man, to have you as the co-host.
I don't know how really excited you should be considering I'm about to toast you up for the next 3 hours.
See what I deal with? See, I'm glad that you finally had the guts. You finally had the courage. You finally had the heart to step into the arena. See, it's easy. It's easy. I'm going to let y'all in on a little something, all the listeners. It's easy during the breaks, after the segment. You should have said this. Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you go here? That's easy. Before the show, you're all bold and bad with your topics and your takes and all that. That's easy. But once you get behind the mic, Once the red light goes on, then there is no place to run and no place to hide, baby. So I'm giving you props, Rob G. That's a step in the right direction. You have stepped into the arena. Congratulations, my man.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. And full disclosure, I am a little bit worried, okay? I'm a little bit scared. And I'm worried that my takes are going to be so hot that you're going to sweat out all that hair dye onto the microphone. That's what I'm worried about.
Your little corny jokes about my body habitus and all that will get you nowhere. All right, you know, Rob G. Well, here's what I do when Rob's off. I give everybody a shot. Because everybody wants a shot at the champ, right? Everybody's sitting out there in radio land listening to the bongos and saying, man, I could take him out. Man, that take wasn't that good. Man, I can destroy his logic. And so I brought on Ryan Hollins.
I got glow stick.
He got knocked out. I brought on George Wrongs, Reitster. He got knocked out. I brought on LeVar Arrington. He got knocked out. And yesterday it was the Vanilla Husky VJ. Big Vanilla Husky. VJ Husky is his name. He got knocked out. And now it's time for Rob G. I'm going to take it easy on you, though, because I know this is your first time on the mic. You're a virgin behind the mic, so I'm cool with that. I'm going to take it easy on
you. Well, thank you, Chris. I'll take it easy on you, too, and I'll let you write your own teases today for the first time.
Well, we have in the house, of course, DJ Alex Teicher back from his one-day vacation. In for this special moment.
See, I couldn't miss
Alex
this.
The Vegan. Deep in the crates, too. It's a funky flashback Friday. Rob G., are you doing double duty?
Technically, yes.
Because I noticed you didn't know. Yes. Technically not, because y'all, we, again, behind the scenes, Rob G. usually sends Rob Parker, myself, notes. He didn't do that today. He tried to, I'm not going to send Chris notes, as if I need his stinking notes, you know. He thought he was getting one over on me, but we will see. And then we got, of course, the loquacious Brian Finley on the updates. Let's get it started, Rob G. Big game last night. The Clippers very much alive back in this series and looking like they actually have a shot at becoming the first team in NBA history not only to come back and win a series from 0-2 down twice in the same postseason, but to do it three times. Rob G, big game last night by Pat Bev, by Paul George, by Reggie Jackson, by Terrence Mann, by Ivica Zubac. What do you think of these Clippers? What is this saying to you about the Clippers and their organization?
Well, number one, it says that you can put the 96 Bulls, the 0-1 Lakers to the side because the 0-2 Clippers are the greatest team in NBA history.
Oh, my God.
That's number one. They never lose.
Yeah.
Number two, what it does say, though, is something that's been clear for a long time and people just haven't been paying attention, that Kawhi Leonard is the least valuable superstar in the NBA.
Oh, my goodness. That's what you want your first take to be on the Odd Couple?
Yes.
That Kawhi Leonard is overrated?
Yes.
Wow. I got two words for you. I didn't think I'd have to say this week with Rob, this week with Rob off, but I got to say it. Stop it! What? You got to expound on that. You got to expound.
This is really easy, Chris. I thought you were going to give me a tough topic for me to debate with you, but this one's really easy, okay? Kawhi did not become Kawhi, the all caps Kawhi, until like 2017, okay? Since then, and even if you discount the year that he sat out the whole season.
Played nine games, right.
His teams have won at a 60% clip without him, okay? Kawhi Leonard, for all of his gifts, his shooting prowess, his defensive ability, one thing he does not do on the floor, though, is make his teammates better. And that's evidenced by his career assist per game being under 3. So on the floor, we've seen now that these Los Angeles Clippers, down 0-2, whether Kawhi's there against Dallas and against Utah or he's not against the Suns, they find a way to bounce back and win. But I want to get us focused on something else more specifically to last night. Kawhi's down with a sprained ACL, we've been told. Of course, he's at Staples Center.
I do not expect him
back. So he's at Staples Center, getting a lot of TV time.
Him and Chris, his kids and his...
Chris, where was Kawhi Leonard seated at Staples Center last night?
Skybox.
Okay.
Loge, mid-level loge, it looks like.
So why is it that the best player on the team, supposedly your leader, can't sit with the rest of the team? I didn't know that a sprained ACL meant you can't sit on the bench next to Serge Ibaka and his bad back or next to Steve Ballmer and his $11 million, you know, paycheck that he's got.
But supposedly he gave a little halftime speech.
Yeah, so apparently he's okay
enough.
He's
in the locker room.
To take the elevator down from the suites into the locker room to say, what, seven words? I don't think Kawhi's going to say much. He might give a high five to one or two guys.
I heard it was a rousing
speech.
Yeah,
no, you lying. Don't lie. And then goes right back up to the suite level. So if you're not making your teammates better on the floor, if you're not being the emotional leader off the floor, then how is it that you are that valuable as a superstar?
Are you done?
I would love to see you at this, Chris.
Oh, my gosh. This is simple. This is easy work. What does Floyd Money Mayweather say? Light work. Light work, ladies and gentlemen. And here we go. All right, Rob G, here's how he does it. He got game. That's how he does it. He locks down the opposing scores when need be. He has one of the best mid-range games in the league. That's how he gets it done. And he can hit the three, and he can finish at the rim. He's one of the most respected players, one of the most toughest players in the league. And you are basing all of this on three games? Three games.
I'm basing it on five seasons,
They beat
Chris.
A Utah team.
Five seasons.
They beat. I'm going to get to your little five seasons. They beat a Utah team who let me just paint the picture for you, Rob G, because this is a strange year. There's no world beaters left. There's no juggernauts left in the playoffs. Utah, at full strength, has one superstar and a bunch of role players. Rudy Gobert is nothing but a role player. Great, a really good defensive player, but a role player. When Kawhi Leonard is out, what does the Clippers team have? One star, Paul George, and a bunch of role players. So even without Kawhi, this is even. So that's why the Clippers could beat them, and that star that's on Utah, Donovan Mitchell, had a bad ankle, and he's young. He hadn't learned how to win yet. You heard Scottie Pippen talking about you got to learn how to will your team to victory. Young Donovan has not learned that yet. So beating Utah, who nobody except my man LeVar Arrington thought was a legit contender, that's what you're basing this on?
I'm basing it on 5 years,
Chris. And let me remind you, they're down 2-1. You act like they up 3-0.
They were down 2-1 the last two series.
They're losing the series. And yet you're going to disparage. Yet you're going to dismiss Kawhi Leonard. Let me tell you a little something. Because you conveniently threw in there, oh, if you want to throw out that 9-game season. But let me tell you how San Antonio couldn't survive without him. Because the year Kawhi was there without Tim Duncan, his last full season with the Spurs, I remind you, they went 61-21. And they had the awesome, historic, dynamic Golden State Warriors with Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. They had him in a 22-point hole in game one when Kawhi got hurt.
They
promptly lost the next four games. And that game, they gave up the 22-point lead in the second half and lost the next three games. That sounds to me like they could have used Kawhi Leonard.
They went 7-1 without him that season.
Next season,
Chris.
They went 47. They won 47 games. Are you impressed with that? Went out in the first round. The last next 2 years. Is San Antonio look like they the same team without Kawhi Leonard? No. Toronto. That the Toronto team he led to the championship, they went out in the second round last year without him. I guess you were impressed by the regular season wins, but that's not a big deal. They went out in the second round without him. And so here's the other thing. Kawhi Leonard, Rob G, I hate to demolish you like this. I think you know this, though. You should have took this into consideration when you came up with this crazy take. Kawhi Leonard is the winningest player in the history of basketball. Regular season and playoffs. We know he's got the two championships. We know he's got the two finals MVPs. But he has won on the regular season. He has won a higher percentage of his games than any other player in history. LeBron, MJ, Magic, Bird, Kareem, Bill Russell, they all bow down when it comes to that. Magic is second, Bird is third. Just to show you, this ain't some far out statistic, some analytical newfangled statistic that doesn't make sense. No, it makes sense because Magic and Bird justify it. And Magic and Bird, every single year of their career, they had at least two Hall of Fame teammates. At least. And some mere years, they had three. And yet, Kawhi Leonard, who in San Antonio played with an old Tim Duncan for 5 years, but played 2 years without him. Kawhi Leonard, who went to Toronto, no future Hall of Famers there, but wins the title. Kawhi Leonard now with the Clippers. Maybe one future Hall of Famer, Paul George. In the era of the super team, has made this team a top-notch contender, and you want to just dismiss him?
Chris, you're blowing a lot of smoke for a guy whose team...
Mike Giroux!
Wins 60% of the games that he does not
That's
play.
That's all you
so
got?
So say what you want about
Actually,
him being the winningest player.
Actually, they were 11-9 this year without him.
As
That's not 60%.
As a collective, okay?
Utah this season, was 13-6 without Donovan Mitchell.
This season is unique
Milwaukee
in that everybody was condensed
five.
Schedule. Everyone's hurt. Chris, if you were to break down the legitimate superstars in the NBA, there's what, maybe 7-8 of them? Tell me with a straight face that Kawhi Leonard is more important to his team than any of the other guys.
Well, one reason many of the others might seem to the untrained eye.
Oh, get out of here. Stop it, Chris.
No, real talk, is because many of the other superstars dominate the ball and do everything. So they're the system. Luka's the system. LeBron's the system. You know, that's why a lot of it is that James Harden in Houston was the system. So, yeah, you take him out and everything's haywire because we're used to this dude doing everything. I mean, Brooklyn was moving this year without Kevin Durant. James Harden and Kyrie Irving was doing work. So, Rob G, 0-1. You got two more tries. But right now, you are 0-1, my man. 877. 99 on Fox, but guess what, my man? I like you, so I'm going to give you an A for effort. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Is Kawhi Leonard, as Rob G says, the most indispensable, invaluable superstar in the NBA? Or do you give him some respect? Do you put some respect on his name? Like yours truly. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. The Odd Couple, Rob G, is in for Rob P. Keep it locked. Money!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. DJ Alex Teicher. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob G is in for Rob Parker. And yours truly is being himself, Chris Broussard. Your turn to shine, though. 877-99 on Fox. Rob G threw out a hot take that Kawhi Leonard, based on these last three games, is the most overrated superstar.
Stop underselling my take, Chris.
Do you agree or not? Let's hear what you got to say.
All right, let's get out to the phone lines. Matthew in Winnipeg, you're on the Audible Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Matthew?
Grime, nastiness, toughness, and tenacity. And what's that one indispensable stat you love? D-A-W-G, dog. That's what this team that Chris Broussard's been peddling on TV for 2 years has over this Suns team. I'm sorry, but you look at their 3-4, and the Clippers 7-8 do what they do. Terrence Mann is doing the same thing that your DeAndre Ayton is putting up every game. So I'm sorry, this is just a deeper roster. And now that I look at it, the Suns have had an easy path. Every team they've played is injured to crap. Every other player, their second or first best player, gets hurt. Like, come on. I'm not giving anything to these Suns, and the Clippers just look way too deep for this. I think they're going to get the act together and win in six.
All right.
I'm going to count that as a win for me.
Okay? He didn't really address it, but no, he's
high
on
his Clippers. That's 1-0 Rob G. All right, let's get on out to Steven in West Virginia. Steven, you're on the Yacoubo Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Steven?
How's it going, guys?
Good, man. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
I'm doing great. Rob G., I think your mic name's got to be not easy because you came hard, man, but I don't think you came right. I mean,
what?
Kawhi Leonard is definitely top two, best two-way ball player in the game, number one. Number two, he's a true guard. Look at Steph Curry. How many assists does he have a game? When he gets the ball, he makes a basket. He conserves his energy to play defense because he has to. He has to lock down that star player. Winning is everything. That's a cure-all. So even if he wasn't hurt, the Clippers wouldn't be sick because he would win. Like he said, he's got the highest win percentage of any player. You don't realize his efficiency because he doesn't handle the ball a lot and he's quiet. If you're basing on the last five seasons, too, the Spurs spread the ball around. Everybody gets 3 assists. Bro, that's pop. I'm not going to take anything away with your take on the Warriors because Pop knows how to beat the teams that he's got to beat in the West. So, you know, I'll scrub that. But, man, to say, I would have to, I guess, see your list of superstars that you're putting up there to say that he's less valuable than them. Just because the Clippers have a deep bench and they look good without him, doesn't mean he's not valuable. You're crazy.
The Clippers are deep. You clearly agree with me. He clearly agrees with me. So,
well, look, he
1-1.
Steven, it's okay. You could be wrong, man. It's all right. Well, look,
Steven,
since you asked, though, the list of superstars that I have above Kawhi Leonard in no particular order: LeBron, Steph, Giannis, KD, James Harden, and possibly Joel Embiid. So, Chris, can you say with a straight face that Kawhi is more valuable to his team than any of those guys? No, you can't.
You limited superstars, though.
Okay.
I'm not saying who's the least valuable because they're all the superstars are valuable.
Well, can
to
we
your
agree,
team.
Though, that the idea of, I mean, the superstar Portland, name gets thrown around way too much, and there's not really 20 superstars in the NBA. There's maybe
some people
nine.
Have called Donovan Mitchell a superstar. They went 13-6 without him.
No, he's not a superstar. Chris, in your opinion, is he a superstar?
I don't think he's a superstar. He's a star. He's a star.
All right, well, we're going to settle this. It's 1-1 with the Odd Couple callers.
I mean, I won.
Only one of us can be the winner of this debate. So let's move on now to Tommy in Oakland. Tommy, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What do you got, Tommy?
Ding, ding, ding. Winner and new heavyweight champ, Rob G.
Where is he calling from? Where are you calling from?
He ran circles around you, man.
How? All he had was 60%.
Not only was he correct, he had better stats. You tried to loud talk him. You tried to long talk him. And that doesn't work. That doesn't work outside of the hood, baby. Come on. Rob G, you got it, baby.
Rob G,
thank you, Tommy. I appreciate that.
And it wasn't even accurate. 60%.
60% without him. All your talk about him being the winningest player in NBA history.
Yeah, that don't matter. That didn't impress anybody.
Yeah, apparently his teams are also the winningest teams without him, okay?
Toronto wasn't. They went out in the second round.
And by the way, to the caller who called before.
Spurs haven't been past the first round since he left.
Chris, I think there was a guy who said, you know, Kawhi is great. And I'm not going to say he's not great. He's a fantastic player. But you know there's a difference between being the best player and the most valuable player.
Well, all the superstars are valuable.
Okay, but certain situations.
And let me remind
the best player is not always the most valuable
player.
They're
losing. And Chris Paul's another. You know what? Phoenix have won their last 12 games without Chris Paul. Phoenix was up 2-0. What if they lose this series to the Clippers? What's that going to say about Chris Paul's value? He's a superstar. How about that? We are the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He is Rob, but Rob G in for Rob Parker. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a GQ magazine staff writer. And man, he has given all the talk shows on television and radio a week's full of fodder, if not more, with his latest interview on Scottie Pippen. We welcome in Tyler Tynes. Tyler, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's happening? What's going on?
I'm good, man. It's good to have you. Now, great story, great interview with Scottie Pippen. And you seemed, from the interview reading it, it seemed like you were surprised, a bit taken aback by Scottie's outspokenness. What kind of struck you the most from your interview with him?
You know, I think what we try to do, you know, especially since I've come over to GQ and we've, you know, really established a voice over here for sports writing consistently, you know, we want to have these candid and these very honest conversations, because if you're not going to have them with GQ, who else are you going to have them with?
Right.
And so the thing I, you know, appreciated, even, you know, as we usually, you know, as we're streaming towards younger players, especially for the next few years, you know, I appreciated Scottie's candidness. I appreciate his honesty. And, I mean, that was the best part, right? You know, outside of what he said about Mike, outside of what he said about, you know, Giannis or Ben or Kevin Durant or whomever, it was the fact that he said it with such a conviction that you almost had to believe.
Why do you think he is coming out? I mean, like you said it in the interview, this is not really the Scottie Pippen we remembered. It's not the Scottie Pippen of the last 15, 20 years, however long it's been that he's been retired. Why do you think now he's deciding to come out and be so outspoken?
Well, he's selling liquor. I mean, you know, he's selling popcorn.
It seemed like from the interview he was drinking liquor during that interview.
He got a memoir coming out too, so you know you got to put on a little bit, you know, because at this point you got to remember Scottie was an analyst on ESPN, and so for somebody who for a certain amount of time lived in the business of takes, you still have that yearning. You want to be able to have that conversation with people about the sport that you play, that you're great at. And so for a point of it, you know, it definitely just seemed like Scottie missed talking ball. And so I can appreciate that, too. He just had a few things on his mind. He had to get it out.
Did you get – what kind of sense did you get about his feelings toward Michael Jordan? I know in the interview he said on the court everything was impeccable. That's actually the word he used. Our relationship was impeccable on the court. That's clear to everybody. But he said off the court, we really didn't have much of a relationship. So what was the sense you got for him and Jordan?
I mean, it's all right there, ain't it, Chris? You know what I mean? Like he said, on the court, it wasn't nobody better. On the court, we was Teflon. But off the court, Michael Jordan was a big star. And he was a big star as soon as I got there. And so there was always that space gap. And if you look at the history of who Michael Jordan has aligned himself with traditionally, historically, there's not a lot of people at this point that are still very close Michael Jordan confidant, right? It was only a certain type of person that really rocked with Mike. And so if even Scottie wasn't good enough, well, that should tell you all you got to know.
Do you feel like Scottie, I don't know if jealous is the right word, but he seemed to be coming off like he feels like the gap between him and Jordan on the court really wasn't that big. And I think it was very big. But he seems like doesn't think that.
Well, I mean, if I don't win 6 rings, you know, if I'm an 8-time, whatever it may be, All-NBA or 8-time, you know, first-team All-Defense, if I'm one of the greatest players in my generation and all the dudes who played against me, they couldn't get past me, what you think I'm going to say?
I think right? You're going to give Michael Jordan his props.
No.
Where do you think the gap was? Is it big?
It's no gap, but I'm telling you what you asked.
I'm asking you now. The gap between Michael and Scottie, is it big on the court?
Man, I'm 27 years old, man. I ain't watched these boys play basketball. That ain't for me to speak on. Yeah, but
you're a reporter doing NBA stuff, man. Okay, you don't know.
I can tell you about what I reported on.
All right, cool.
That's what you can say.
He seems to really love LeBron. And what kind of sense did you get for his feelings on LeBron? Because LeBron's one of the few in the article that he really gave props to.
I mean, he's the best player in his generation, you know? So, and he might be the best player ever. And so that's how Scottie seems to feel. It seems like, you know, LeBron is very Teflon, even though there's been plenty of times LeBron has passed up the final shot, you know? You're trying to critique an MVP and a multi-time finals MVP. It's a tough thing to do coming off one of the greatest performances you've ever seen in the playoffs. And so it seems like he's got a lot of love for LeBron.
Yeah.
But it also just seems like Scottie want to talk ball, man.
Well, now one thing that I thought was really interesting was that he said the incident in 1994, I believe it was, the 93-94 season, when he stayed on the bench, right, at the end of the game with the Knicks, because Phil Jackson called to play for Tony Kukoc. And he said it was racial. He said Phil Jackson wanted to give the white guy the chance to be the superstar instead of him. That really took me aback. What were your thoughts on that?
Why did I take
Because I didn't think it was racial. And he's never that was 20.
Well, I think that might have.
Well, hold on, let me finish. You asked me a question now.
That
was 28 years ago. That was 28 years ago. And Scottie Pippen has never said it was racial. So that's why it surprised me. 28 years later, he's saying it was race?
So, I mean, 28 years ago to Scottie, it could have been racist then. Why I can't be racist now?
No, but my point is, why didn't he say it then?
Why is the onus on black people to let us know how they feel at all times? Right? If Scottie felt at that point in time, it was
hold
racist.
Hold on. If I feel like somebody do something racist to me, I'm not going to wait 28 years to say it. I'm going to say it.
Well,
especially
it
if I got
like,
that kind
like
of juice.
It sounds like y'all different people, Chris. It sounds like y'all different people.
What was you asked me why did it surprise me that he said that?
Yeah.
And I'm giving you the answer. So what were your feelings on him saying? What are your feelings on him saying that?
I think when black folks say that white folks do something that's racist, I generally tend to believe black folks. So it doesn't seem that hard of an algorithm for me.
Okay. So every time a black person says something's racist, it's true.
I tend to believe black folks when they say racist things.
I'm black. And I've lived twice as long as you almost. And there's times when we say something's racist and it ain't. So I'm just saying, I'm just asking
you're just assuming
it's racist. You're just assuming
it
is.
Oh, no, I mean, no. I just understand how the concept of racism
works. It wasn't that Phil Jackson's trying to win a game. It wasn't that Tony Kukoc had hit many buzzer beaters that game, that season. It was racist.
Hey, man, look, if Scottie say it was racist, and the thing I appreciate the most is that Scottie has never been this candid anywhere else until he wrote his book. And yet this week in GQ, Scottie decided he wanted to be candid when he was talking to me. And so, look, man, all I see is I can understand where Scottie's coming from, and I don't got no problem with what Scottie said. But to think that you have to kind of pick it apart as if there is this great grand mystery, I don't know. I think Scottie's probably fine where he's at.
Yeah, I'm just asking you the questions on it. That's all. What was your feel on what he said about Charles Barkley?
I mean, to me, it was very funny. I mean, I don't know. There's still bad blood, it seems, between Scottie Pippen and Charles Barkley, which I understand that completely. I mean, it's a lot of folks who don't like Charles Barkley, so it's nothing really revolutionary in that.
Last thing, Tyler. Tyler Tynes, yes, GQ Magazine, joining the iCouple. Last thing, he has gotten into it now with Kevin Durant. And obviously, he talked about KD in the article. KD obviously is close to your age. He's a different generation than Scottie. What do you think about them kind of going at it on Twitter back and forth?
It ain't bothering nobody. We should have more of it. You know, chaos is good for basketball. You need narratives to sell sports journalism in the way that we do sports journalism in this day and age. And so if not for that, I wouldn't be on your show and you wouldn't have nothing to talk about on Friday. So we got
we would have plenty to talk about.
We got
man.
To embrace this kind of thing, Chris.
It was a great article. And as you know, people talking about it all over, but we would have something to talk about. Come on. There's plenty of
absolutely.
Stuff going on.
I'm sure y'all figure it out.
Yes, we would. We have. All right, my man, Tyler Tynes, GQ Magazine staff
appreciate
writer.
You.
Great job this week, man. That was a great interview. Congratulations, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you kindly.
All
have
right.
A good weekend.
Yep, you too. We got the Hawks and the Bucks about to start up within the next hour, and Rob G's got something to say about these Hawks. They remind him of somebody. That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob G, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we are less than an hour away from the start of game two of a so far surprising Eastern Conference Finals. The Atlanta Hawks, who are surprising everybody by just being there, have a 1-0 lead on the Milwaukee Bucks. And a lot of people praising the Hawks now. Our own Skip Bayless over at Fox Sports 1 picked them to win this series in six. Our own Nick Wright, Brandon Marshall on First Things First have declared Trae Young their leader, their best player, a superstar. And Rob G, you were saying not so fast. Explain.
Yeah, Chris. Now, I think what the Hawks are doing is should be commended. You know, they've been, had a fantastic run. Trae Young has looked great. But I think we're kind of jumping a little bit ahead of ourselves here. With Trae Young calling him a superstar, I've seen people on some of these national shows saying that, you know, the Hawks are set up for the future. They're going to be one of the big threats in the Eastern Conference for years to come. And I just want people to pump their brakes a little bit, man, to be honest with you, because they give me a lot of the bubble heat vibes. Mm. You know, they're led by a player who we all knew was good, but nobody really knew how good they were to the postseason, Jimmy Butler, Trae Young. They had the young talent supporting cast. You had Bam and Hero and Robinson. And in Atlanta, you got, Collins and Herter. And they got some wily
Hero
veterans.
Hero was getting love and all that.
Exactly.
Tyler Hero, yeah.
So they got
the
wily veterans, and everybody's looking good. But, you know, in each team, they had, you know, extenuating circumstances that kind of set things up for them. In the bubble, few teams were cut out mentally to deal with what they had to deal with, and Miami was one of them. This season, the injury bug, which has wiped out damn near everybody in the playoffs, and that's kind of helped out Atlanta because they probably should be facing Brooklyn right now and getting their doors blown off. So I'm not going to take anything away from what Atlanta's doing, and they're just, you know, beating whoever's in front of them. But I think we are getting a little bit ahead of ourselves with this crowning. I think it's premature.
No, I'm actually with you on this one. Now, the one thing I will say is injuries really haven't been a factor for Atlanta yet. And I don't mean their team, but I mean the teams they've had to go through. New York, no injuries. New York just wasn't that good. Philadelphia, yes, the torn meniscus from Embiid, but he played fine. He played actually very well overall. You know, his numbers were his numbers, what they usually are. And so I don't think the injury bug had yet gotten him. But you're right, Brooklyn, we would think, would be there beating the brakes off of Atlanta were it not for injuries right now. But nonetheless, I agree with you. I've said it on television yesterday. VJ Husky was saying he thinks Trae Young's a superstar. I think Trae Young will likely be a superstar, but it's just too soon. And I agree with you. It's very similar to what we saw last year. This year, the Miami Heat that looked like world beaters, at least in the East last year, and took, excuse me, two games off of the Lakers in the finals. I mean, they were pedestrian this year.
Yep.
And got smashed, swept by the Milwaukee team that they beat last year. So I'm with you. I mean, people definitely need to slow down. I love what Trey's doing. John Collins is one of the most underrated players in the league. Obviously, Nate McMillan has done a fantastic job as coach. But would I be surprised if Atlanta's like a fifth or sixth seed next year? Honestly, I'm not saying I'm predicting it, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I am definitely not ready to say they are the next juggernaut or, you know, a top two team next season in the Eastern Conference.
Chris, I'll go one step further. I wouldn't be surprised if next season Atlanta's in the play-in tournament because Boston will be back next season. I imagine they're going to be better than they were this past year. This year was like a dumpster fire for them. And
well, you're going to have Brooklyn, Philly,
Milwaukee, Miami,
Boston,
and
Miami.
The Knicks, say what you will about their postseason, they are built for the regular season. Like every Tom Thibodeau team does really well in the regular season. So I know that everyone's excited about Trae Young and what they're doing in Miami, but you can't get ahead of yourselves yet. Like you just got to appreciate what they're doing now. And let's not kind of take it overboard is what I'm trying to say.
The play-in would surprise me. If they're like the 7 through 9 or 10, that would surprise me. But you're right. I mean, these dudes, this is a strange postseason. Phoenix, too. I mean, are we ready to say? Now, I like Phoenix. And they got more than Atlanta, right? Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton, that's two young budding stars. Not just one. I know John Collins is very good, but I don't think he's DeAndre Ayton. So, all right, we are the Odd Couple. It's Rob G in for Rob P, my partner Rob Parker. He's doing a great job so far. I hope he can hang in here for the next 2 hours. I think he's getting winded. A little winded? We got got two more hours left, and the Hawks and the Bucks are about ready to strap it up. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio. It's the Odd Couple with Chris and Rob G.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.